Afternoon, this is Ian Lee, BBC WM 95.6, here until 4 o'clock, then Richard Wilford will take over and do his thing. 03453 009956. I feel I've missed out on hitting someone. I don't condone violence, and I'm certainly not inviting people to come and hit me. I've been hit, I've been kicked in the face. And you know what? It's really horrible. Actually, thoroughly unpleasant. I missed that I've never hit someone, though. The feeling of knuckle against flesh, full force. Well, there's an amazing bit. The reason we're talking about this is not just to indulge in my violent fantasies. There's a cracking bit of footage. If you go to the BBC WM on Facebook, we put it up there. It's a referee in Argentina handed out 12 red cards after a massive on-pitch fight. It's a fairly tame challenge, which quickly escalated into a 22-man brawl. Involved players, substitutes, riot police, the crowd rush, everybody. It's incredible, incredible. Go and have a look at the Facebook page. Joining us now is Dr. Dawn Sant, who's an anger manager expert. Good afternoon, Dawn.
Good afternoon.
What is it? What is that point? How do people cross that line from just being angry to being in such a rage that they can only express themselves physically?
That's at the point when the stress response has kicked off. Once the stress response has kicked in, there's no going back. That's when we fight, flee or freeze. All the physiological responses kick in and our rationale goes out the window. We're fighting for our lives, effectively, despite the fact that we're not really. Somebody's just done something that's annoyed us on the pitch.
Or, why are some people, Dawn, more prone to this than others? Is it an intelligence thing? Is it a class thing? Is it an upbringing thing?
Possibly a combination of all of those things. Nobody's immune. There's lots of reasons why people get angry, and it could be because they've had different role models. They've just handled things like that in the past and not learned a better way. But anybody can learn to manage their anger better.
Go on then, give us. But I'd imagine it's not a quick thing because people say, take a deep breath and count to 10. Shut up! Yeah, that deep breath and count to 10 thing, that's going to make you more angry if someone suggests that.
Well, if that stress response has been triggered, you're not really going to be able to hear anything.
Right.
So no matter how good you are at managing anger, it's just all your rules and tools are just going to fly out the window. There's really little hope. The most important thing is actually to learn more about your anger and actually prevent it getting to that stage. Once you've been triggered in that way and your rage has kicked in, the best that you can hope for is to engage in damage limitation, I would say.
Apologise
more quickly.
Dawn, is there a kind of mob mentality? So if you're in a group of people and one kind of kicks off, are the rest of that group more likely to join in? Because that seal has been broken. The seal's been broken, hasn't it? So people see that physical violence is ensuing. So I'd imagine they'd be more up for it.
Yes, possibly there is. It's difficult to say. I think it's a much more complicated process than that. And obviously everybody's singing from the same song sheet in that particular situation. So their stress response has been triggered. And there is. That's not really my area of expertise,
okay.
Really.
Dawn,
I'm more of an individual.
Yes, of course you are. Dawn, finally, before we go, have you ever lost it? Have you ever hit someone?
I've never hit somebody, no.
Good for you, Dawn.
No.
I appreciate your time. Thank you. Dr. Dawn Sant, anger management expert. Your thoughts, please. 03453 009956. Are you one of those? I used to have a really bad temper. I'm so much better than I was. Still have flashes. Producer Joe will vouch for that.